the progressive voice of Minnesota. I'm Hunter Haas here with Brett Johnson, filling in for Doug Padgett for local Minnesota Radio Hour. And today, August 14th, is primary day. Big day. We got primary palooza today. And I also have an interview with 13-year-old Jaquan Faulkner of Mr. Faulkner's Old Fashioned Hot Dogs in North Minneapolis. It's a great story. The kid started a hot dog stand this summer and got in a little trouble, didn't have the correct license, but the North Minneapolis police helped him acquire the license, and now he's outside the 4th Police Precinct in North Minneapolis selling hot dogs until Friday. So we'll hear from him. But Hunter and Brett here to cover today's primary. Brett, how's it going?
Hey, I am doing all right. I know you voted. Matt voted. I'm still going to do it tonight because I am undecided in a certain race. I don't know if I'll necessarily say which one. I will. The governor's race. I'm still undecided in that one. I'm leaning in a certain direction. That one, I won't say which direction I'm leaning, but that's the reason I haven't voted yet. I'm still trying to make up my mind.
Yeah, and I totally understand. I really didn't make up my mind on two of the races until this weekend. I was waffling back and forth, and no one was clearing the way for me, but made up my mind, voted. I went to Chaska Moravian Church, voted. That's also where we hold our Indivisible meeting, so I'm very familiar with it. And everything went smooth. Very easy process, quick. I mean... But I want to hear from you guys and your voting experiences today. Give us a call at 952-946-6205. I want to hear if you voted. Have you voted yet? What'd you observe at the polling places? And I want to hear also from people who have been election judges. Call us. Tell us about your experience, whether that's in the past or if you're doing it now or for the general. Let's hear about how that works and how people can get involved. Or if you've been driving people to the polls today, that's very important. I mean, if there's anyone you know that wants to vote that may have trouble getting to the polls, offer to drive them. And let's hear about your volunteer experiences this year. I mean, I've done a lot this year, more active than I have been in the past. I've been pretty active my whole life, but I mean, 2016 changed everything for a lot of people, including myself. So I've done a lot of door knocking, phone banking, getting involved with organizations like Indivisible, and it's really been delightful, I have to say. A delightful experience, and I am excited for tonight. Well, we got a call from Julie in Minneapolis. She's got a voting story. Julie?
Hi, yeah, I got a voting story. I will admit, I walked in, I was a little defensive, a little angry because I've lived in my neighborhood forever. And one time several years ago, I got a postcard and I got a bad time just because my voting station changed because I've lived here forever. But so anyway, I go to my voting place. It was dead quiet, which was good. And I looked over and I saw this man, looked like he was in his late 50s. He had a haircut from about 1950, and I can tell by the way he dressed, okay, this is a conservative Republican for sure. So I went over, and a couple of things have changed since 2016. I had all my ID, but I had to sign a piece of paper that if I was providing false information, I could get a fine of $10,000. And so, you know, you're putting voters on the defensive, which... as we know, there's no voter fraud. It's just election fraud. So anyway, I signed it. And then I go over and I saw the same guy in his 50s. And I said to him, are you a guard? I knew he was a Republican. Are you a guard? And his face turned beet red. And he said yes. That was pretty funny. So anyway, I put my ballot. And I had a paper ballot, of course. Put my ballot in the machine. I waited for it to say accepted like it used to in Minneapolis. And it didn't say accepted on the screen. And the guard said to me, I saw the light flash. So I don't know what he meant by that. But I've noticed there's a couple of changes that kind of put the voter on defensive, you know, having to sign that thing. But I was wondering if you could give out the number for people that if they have problems at the voting booth that they can call, because I'm sure there's a number Could you guys look that up?
Yeah, I'm Googling it right now for you, Julie. I'll see if I can pull it up.
I'm not near my radio, but I can write it down.
But I know that the Secretary of State's office usually handles things like that, and their website is sos.state.mn.us.
In fact, I even have the answer for you right here. This is the Secretary of State office. They have a metro area number and a greater Minnesota number. So here's the metro number, 651-215-1440.
1400?
Yep. We should point out anyone else that maybe is having some trouble.
If other people had some big or small changes while voting in Minneapolis. So I hope somebody else calls. But that is new that you have to sign a piece of paper that says...
Well, I think we lost Julie, but thank you for calling. And let me just clarify one thing. I know a lot of people have a misunderstanding of the state's same-day voter registration laws and the voter ID laws. If you are registered to vote and you voted at your current address, perfect. You don't need to bring anything on Election Day. You just go vote, confirm your identity, giving them your name and your current address. If you are not registered at your current address, you can still vote, but you need to bring either an ID with your current address, a current ID, like a utility bill, a registered voter from your precinct to vouch for you, or one of another form of identification that's on the Secretary of State's website. So there are ways. It's a great resource. We just had the Secretary of State here in studio, but on their website you can find where your polling place is and what's on your ballot. They have sample ballots available for people.
And super easy to register, as Secretary of State Simon was saying as well. So takes about 2 minutes. Don't be intimidated by that process.
Mm-hmm.
Very easy.
Yeah, so I got my I Voted sticker for those watching this stream, and I kind of consider the voting sticker to be like the Twitter verification of people in real life who give a crap. It's a nice little, just like the check mark on Twitter. If you see someone with the I Voted sticker, they care. Very important. Wear these with pride today. And we got another call. We got Gerald from Fridley. He's got a voter story. Gerald, are you there?
Yeah, I got a story. I voted today in Fridley, and I also, like your previous caller, had to sign this little piece of paper verifying my name and my address. I've been here for 24 years, and I've never had to sign any paper ever voting, because they did check my driver's license, and that was okay with the address, but this little piece of paper I had to sign or I wouldn't have been able to vote.
Mm. Well, interesting.
So I don't know if this is a change in Minnesota law or if this is just certain areas that are doing this. I guess I don't have a problem if everybody in the state has to do it, but I don't agree if some people have to and other people do have to, you know. So.
Mm. Well, thank you both for bringing this to our attention, at least.
I think we need an election judge to call.
Yeah.
We probably can't get Secretary of State Simon back on the line, but if any election judges out there, we'd love to hear from you. And I wasn't aware of this rule. Did you have to do this when you voted,
no,
Hunter?
No, I did not. I just said my name and address, and they gave me my ballot. I've never had to do that ever, so this is the first I've heard of it. Yes, if you're an election judge, give us a call, 952-946-6205, or if you're a past election judge as well. And also, are you excited about a certain candidate? Give us a call and tell us why you support them. Now, I don't want to be hearing calls from people trashing other candidates, but I do want to hear why you support your candidate and what they bring to the table. Also, if you have any volunteer experiences from this summer, I'd like to hear about them. 952-946-6205. And yes, I don't want to hear people trashing on other candidates because I feel it's very important that we have solidarity in November. Now, I was looking through a list of senators and their voting record compared to Bernie Sanders, who's one of the most left-wing senators. And what you find is even the Democrats who matched with Sanders the least, still voted along his lines 50% of the time, where Republicans are much closer to that zero level. So to have compromise, we need Democrats in office. We can't let the Republicans continue to win. Now, this is a strange year, too. I've never had a primary where that's been so contested. I mean, there are tons of amazing candidates. We got a three-way governor's race. CD5 has, what, five candidates running? Attorney General has five, and there's many strong candidates in it. Brett, have you ever seen a year like this?
Never like this, and I think we were talking last hour how it's almost a record with the number of people running, but it is crazy. And don't forget the GOP side either. We, of course, have their governor's race, a CD1 race, so it is just... I think I counted seven competitive races altogether that are either statewide or federal elections that should be competitive. So it's going to be a lot of refreshing for me on the Secretary of State's website. I'm one of those political nerds. I hit that refresh button on results.
Ooh, it's going to be exciting tonight.
And then the worst part is waiting for those northern Minnesota votes to come in. I don't know if they bring those in by like horse and buggy.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure that is what the delay is.
They are so slow coming in. It's just notorious.
It's probably an ancient law that they still must deliver it by horse and buggy. Now, we got a lot of calls. I'm going to take a couple, and then we're going to get to our interview with Jaquan Faulkner of Mr. Faulkner's Old Fashioned Hot Dogs. I have Phil in Golden Valley who has a voter story. Hi, okay. Phil.
Hi. Hi, Hunter.
Hello.
Hi. Well, I've lived in Golden Valley for 37 years, and you always have to... It used to be you signed into the poll book, which is the list of names that the election judges have before them, and you'd sign under your name always. I mean, every single election. Now, it's just the same thing, only it's just a slip of paper instead of signing into the poll book, since the poll books are all electronic now. Mm-hmm. And I went in, just voted this afternoon, and you know, they look at. I reached for my driver's license, and they said, "Oh, we don't need your driver's license. Just give me your name and verify your address. Yes, your address is right, and you just sign this slip of paper, and then they take that slip of paper, and they give you the slip that you take over to get your ballot. I mean, and that's other than signing on a slip of paper instead of in a poll book, you still have to sign. It just says, I attest that I am actually a registered voter. You know, I'm a citizen of this county, and I'm able to vote.
And Phil,
whoever this person was who was saying, oh, I've never had to sign before, I don't know where he was voting, but I voted in Minneapolis before I voted in Golden Valley, and you had to sign the poll book in Minneapolis back in the 80s and the 70s.
So in your experience, this has nothing to do with suppressing the vote.
I'm sorry that Lady Flo had a problem, but... you know, like they said, like the woman who called after her said, so it took her a minute or two to re-register right at the poll, so it's not a big deal.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for the call, Phil. Yeah, as long as it's not being used to repress people from voting, I don't see a problem with it because it's pretty much the same as giving your name and address. But it is interesting because I haven't, in my experience, dealt with this, so... thank you all for bringing it to our attention. Next, we have Bernie in Northeast Minneapolis. He wants to talk also about the voter signing. Bernie?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I used to be an election judge and want to verify what Bill has just spoken to. Signing that individual slip of paper is nothing different than signing the old polling book below your name. And you would sign that you would attest or swear to this, 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 and this, and it's the same thing. So there's really nothing new other than a piece of paper to sign instead of signing in a polling book.
Okay, thank you, Bernie, for that information. And thank you all for bringing it to our attention again. We are going to take a break in a minute. We are going to hear... from Jaquan Faulkner of Mr. Faulkner's Old Fashioned Hot Dogs, the 13-year-old who's gained a lot of attention this summer for his hot dog stand. It's a really good, feel-good story. I go down to the Police Precinct in North Minneapolis and speak with them, and you'll hear that after this. Earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him,
impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still... Get your vehicle's summertime service done at Rudy Luther Toyota. The last thing you need is a breakdown while on a road trip or heading to the lake. Regardless of where you've purchased your vehicle, Rudy Luther Toyota is your number one destination for auto service and repair. Routine maintenance or a larger repair, easily schedule your appointment on their website, RudyLutherToyota.com. I trust them. They're fast, courteous, and they do the job right. Get your vehicle summer ready at Rudy Luther Toyota, 5 miles west of downtown Minneapolis on 394.
Drug abuse destroys our family unit, but a solid family foundation will help keep your kids free from the grip of drug abuse. Do your part by talking with your children today about making healthy choices. A tip presented by JKC LLC. For all of your concrete needs, call 763-412-0465. That's 763-412-0465 for JKC LLC. 2645 West Medicine Lake Drive in Plymouth. On the air because they care.
We need Richard Painter in the United States Senate. I'm Mari Pokanowski, and the former president of the DFL Feminist Caucus. Our democracy is under siege by the Trump administration. Foreign influence is unchecked as politicians exploit power for private gain rather than for public good. The corruptive influence of money in politics makes government unresponsive to the people. For 25 years, Richard Painter has been speaking out against corruption on Wall Street and in Washington. Now, we need him fighting for us in the Senate. He'll fight foreign-owned mining companies seeking to pollute our waterways. He's not taking any PAC money, and will fight against money in politics and corruption on all levels of government. He'll fight to initiate investigations and hearings for the treasonous behaviors of President Trump. This is a unique candidate. Please join me in voting for Richard Painter in the DFL primary on August 14th.
I'm Richard Painter, and I approve this message.
Ad prepared and paid for by Painter Minnesota.
Hi, I'm Dr. Scott Chambaud from Chambaud Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, get-you-out-of-pain-now dental office. We always offer a free exam and x-rays for new patients because we believe you shouldn't have to pay to find out what's wrong with your teeth. Call today. We're open early and late and Saturdays to fit your schedule. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get. Call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH or visit fixmyteeth.us.
Welcome back to Local Minnesota Radio Hour on AM 950. I am Hunter Hawes. Now, earlier this summer, a 13-year-old... AM 950. I am Hunter Hawes. Now, earlier this summer, a 13-year-old in North Minneapolis started a hot dog stand that has drawn a lot of attention around the city. Today, I am at Mr. Faulkner's Old Fashioned Hot Dogs and with its founder, Jaquan Faulkner. His shop is located at 1510 Penn Avenue North in Minneapolis, but today we are at the City of Minneapolis 4th Precinct, located at Plymouth and Morgan in Minneapolis. Hey, Jaquan, why don't you tell us how you got started with this shop?
Hi, I got started because my uncle and my brother and my auntie, my brother used to work at MPS, he used to work at Menards, and he used to train soccer. So, with that, I used to always hang out with my brother, but then when he got a job, wasn't nothing for me to do. So I wanted to hang out with my auntie, but when she come home from work, she wanted to go straight to sleep because she worked from 2 in the morning to about like 3 or 4 in the afternoon. And my uncle, he's always leaving as soon as my auntie get home. So I'm always in the house by myself, and I don't really like going outside because it's like kind of dangerous. So I don't really like going outside. So I had told my uncle I want to sell hot dogs. The point of me selling hot dog was to just hang out with him. But then in 2016, I didn't want to sell hot dogs anymore. I just wanted to hang out. And he had found out that, he said, Jaquan, since you're getting lazy about the hot dogs, I'm just going to stop it. I'm like, okay, we still going to be able to hang out. He said, no, because I got to go do this. I'm like, dang. But 2018, I'm like, okay, this time I got to be for real about it. And I was for real in 2018, and some people seen it, they liked it, and they supported it. And my uncle, he really enjoys what I'm doing himself, because he always tells me that either I can be on the streets or I can be someone who beat the streets. And I want to show people what I can do.
Yeah, awesome. Now, A lot of kids get started selling lemonade or soda. How did you decide on hot dogs?
I decided on hot dogs because my uncle had an old hot dog roller. It's one of the things like when you walk into the Sonic and they get and they when they be having the hot dogs, but it's not that big. It's just small. It holds 8 hot dogs. And what was so cool about it was I just wanted to use it for the house. He told me no because we could just boil them. Well, then I said, well, that was what made me say hot dogs instead of, because at first I wanted to do paintings and then sell those. But instead I said hot dogs so I could use the hot dog machine. And he just said, you sure? I'm like, yeah. And then that's how I started on hot dogs instead of anything else.
So you said paintings. Are you an artist too?
I'm a little bit of an artist. It's just, with me, I like to go freestyle instead of go, like, people tell me, okay, draw this. Because then when people try to tell me to draw something, I try to draw exact like them. And if it don't look like it, I'm just throwing it away. And I'm trying to, like, just try to get perfect of them. So I like to go freestyle on my own.
Now, do you get your hot dogs at any specific store? Because I think you have a sponsorship opportunity if you do.
I get my hot dogs from Restaurant Depot. And they are called Nathan's.
Oh, nice.
And my Polish shoes I get from the same place, and they're called Leon's. And we know it's not the hot dogs that taste great. Well, it is, but it's not just like the hot dogs. It's we use a different type of ingredient, which makes it, which keeps the flavor inside of the hot dog. And that's why when people bite into it, all that flavor just goes straight in their mouth. And that's what they taste. Because it's like the water we use, like, keep the hot dogs in it. Mm-hmm. Like, keep the flavor in the hot dogs. So as soon as you bite it, all the flavor is coming out.
Yeah, I had my first one today, and it was delicious. It was great. I think I'm going to get another one after this interview. But today, I said, we're at the 4th Police Precinct on Morgan and Plymouth. Tell us how long you're going to be set up here, and then tell us about some of the other spots you've been at this summer.
I am going to be set up here for the rest of this week, from this Monday to Friday, from 11 to 3. And my last week, I was at the fire department, and I want to tell them I really appreciate for them having me there, for them able to help me and show people that I'm working with the city to grow bigger. I really appreciate how they invited me instead of me asking them. They invited me, said, here, you can sell here. And I really appreciate that. And I sold at the Urban League, and I was there 2 weeks ago. And I want to tell them, like, that was a nice spot because I've been to the Urban League inside in them, and I really never get to meet them. But by selling hot dogs, I really spent so much time with them. I really enjoy my time there, at there and at the fire station.
Again, we're speaking with Jaquan Faulkner of Mr. Faulkner's Old Fashioned Hot Dogs, located at 1510 Penn Avenue North in Minneapolis. Now, I saw that Mayor Jacob Fry stopped by recently. Who are some other notable people that stopped by to get a hot dog?
Jacob Fry stopped by, and is somebody running for Republic or something?
Yeah, another candidate?
Yes.
Okay. Now, who, if you could have anyone stop by the shop, who would be your dream person to come get a hot dog? Like Stefan Diggs or Jimmy Butler, anyone like that?
My dream person is, my dream person is, and this might sound a little weird, but I was researching him, is Damon John. And what he does is, he does clothing for FUBU, which FUBU means is for us, by us. And what that is he started out young like me, but he was sewing wool caps and then was selling them. And then when he first made his couple dollars, he realized he enjoyed it. And what he did was he went straight back to the store and bought some more. And I really looked up to that. Like, I imagined myself being something like that.
That's an awesome answer. I got a feeling Jaquan's going to be on Shark Tank one day anyways. So you have a crowdfunding set up. I can't remember if it's GoFundMe, but why don't you tell me the details on that and what your goals are when people do contribute?
The details of that is that is like more to give me like a cart so I won't have to be stationary. So if there's an event, I'm able to move the cart there and I'm able to move it back instead of having to do so much work for it. And what the goals is, well, what I'm hoping for that to be is, I'm hoping to get a cart with it. And when I do get that cart and it's still up, I'm hoping to get like bigger and then get a smaller building, something where I can stay permanent. And then I can have the cart on the side. If there's events, I can go to the events. Or if I can't get a building, I'm able to get a food truck. So I'm just trying to keep big hopes for myself instead of stay small. Because I know if I stay small, I won't be able to move that far ahead. And I want to move big. So when people are like, I remember when he was here. Now he all the way up there. Now he really doing good things. I want to be somebody like that.
Yep, I believe you are becoming a staple in the community. You're going to become a destination for tourists coming to the Twin Cities. But I saw they put you on TV during the Twins game. Would you ever be interested in having a hot dog stand at the Twins or Vikings or Timberwolves?
Actually, yes, because being there, I used to always like, I like going to games. And going up to concession stands make me feel like I could be that person one day. I can let the whole world know what I can do one day, and soon or later, that can be the day. And turns out that day was when my summer started.
So school's starting soon. What's your plan for when school begins, and then your plans for next summer?
Well, my plans for when school begins is me and my uncle and Neon, they're the one who helped me get started. What our plans are is to, well, actually my auntie is trying to help me. Me and my auntie is trying to organize a giveaway, which is I'm just giving back to my community, and I'm giving away hot dogs to the homeless. So what I'm planning on to do for me is, so when I do that and then I go back to school, I can go back to school knowing I didn't just get some money, at least I gave back to something.
Now,
today is Sunday. And what that...
This Sunday?
Yes. And what that is... And that's the giveaway. That's the homeless giveaway. But it's not really like I'm selling anything. I'm just giving the hot dogs away to homelesses. I'm not taking money. I'm not doing nothing. Just giving them away to the homeless people. But the finest selling business day will be this Friday.
Okay, so folks, come visit Mr. Faulkner's Old Fashioned Hot Dogs at the 4th Police Precinct in North Minneapolis at Plymouth and Morgan. Jaquan, is there anything you want to say before we go?
I just want to say, can't nobody stop you but you. So if somebody say you can't do that, they letting you know that you can, they just don't want you to.
All right, that's Jaquan Faulkner. Thanks a lot for doing this, and let's go get another hot dog.
Yeah, that was my interview with Jaquan Faulkner, the 13-year-old who started a hot dog stand on his porch in North Minneapolis. He gained a lot of attention in the cities, and he is a great kid. That was a special interview. But when we return, we go back to Primary Palooza talking about today's primary. Give us a call, 952-946-6205. Have you voted? Is there a candidate you want to plug? Give us a call. This is Hunter Hawes for AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hi, friends. I've been talking to you about Minnesota's first green cemetery, Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens. It's an entirely new way of looking at our last earthly step. Burials are designed to have as little impact on the environment as possible, for many of us, a continuation of the commitment we made during our lifetime. Let me suggest you go to the website, mngreengraves.com. Explore what it is. Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens. It's a lovely place, a peaceful place. Minnesota's first green cemetery.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. Even though Auto Technical is a small nonprofit, we have helped more families with transportation than any organization in Minnesota. Since 94, we have reconditioned donated vehicles so they have a higher tax benefit. Call Richard at 612-919-5526. 612-919-5526 or autotech.org.
Hi, I'm Mike Rothman, and I'm running for Minnesota's Attorney General in the August 14th DFL primary. With 30 years of legal experience and 7 years as Minnesota's Commerce Commissioner, I'm the most qualified candidate for Attorney General. As our state's top watchdog, I oversaw over 20 industries, including insurance, real estate, banking, and the energy sector. I worked hard to build our clean energy economy, protect our state's beautiful lakes and resources, and improve access to affordable health care throughout our state. I made consumer protection my top priority. We stopped fraud and scams that targeted seniors, we stopped predatory lending and mortgage fraud, and we put criminals and con artists behind bars. We saved consumers over $1 billion over the years. As Attorney General, I will continue to fight for you. I'm ready to protect you and your family on day one. Vote for Mike Rothman for Attorney General in the August 14th DFL primary.
Paid for by Mike Rothman for Minnesota.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low around 63. Wednesday sunny with a high near 82. Thursday sunny with a high near 81. And Friday sunny with a high around 86.
Located just north of 50th and France in Edina, the Great Wall Restaurant has been providing a delicious taste of authentic Chinese cuisine since 1981. They offer one of the most extensive Chinese menus in the Twin Cities, and they have takeout available too. Learn more about the Great Wall Restaurant at eatlocalminnesota.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. I'm Hunter Hawes here with Brett Johnson, filling in for Doug Pageant for the local Minnesota Radio Hour, and we are covering today's primary. We got Primary Palooza, and I want to give some information out to you all. If you want to watch tonight's primary results with your favorite candidate, there are several different options. There's a lot of viewing parties around the city. For governor, Tim Walz has his viewing party at Carpenter's Hall at 710 Olive Street in St. Paul at 7 p.m. Erin Murphy, the DFL-endorsed candidate, has hers at Lake Monster Brewing at 550 Vandalay Street, number 160 in St. Paul. Then for the Attorney General race, Keith Ellison is having his viewing party at Nomad World Pub at 501 Cedar Avenue South in Minneapolis starting at 7:30. Deborah Hillstrom is having hers at 3001 Southeast University Avenue. And Matt Pelican is having his at Red Cow North Loop, 208 North 1st Avenue in Minneapolis at 8 p.m. Richard Painter is having his at Sweeney's Saloon at 96 Dale Street in North St. Paul. For the CD5 congressional race, Ilhan Omar is having hers at Safari Restaurant at 3010 4th Avenue South in Minneapolis, and Jamal Abdullahi at Anur International Restaurant at 2532 25th Avenue South in Minneapolis. So there's a chance for you to meet your favorite candidate, watch with fellow supporters, and see the primary results come in tonight. I'm excited. I will be attending one of these, and I am looking forward to it. But we got a call from Jennifer in Stillwater. She wants to talk about the governor's race. Jennifer?
Hi, Hunter. Yeah. I was just telling Brett that I was surprised to hear that he wasn't sure which way to go on the governor in the DFL primary. So I was going to help him out. I was just going
All right, help me out. Who should I vote for, Jennifer?
Yeah, I was going to suggest that Brett vote for Aaron Murphy and Aaron May Quaid because, you know, Tim Walz and Rick Nolan got together with Tom Emmer and Jason Lewis to push through the U.S. House, the PolyMet land swap, and they got that through, the giveaway of the 6,700 acres. That passed the U.S. House last December, and that was Tim Walz and Rick Nolan that did that.
Now, Jennifer, so, how about you give me a reason why you're voting for Aaron Murphy, for what she stands for?
Okay. Aaron Murphy totally has always, since the beginning, been for single-payer health care, and I'm a big Bernie supporter and a big single-payer health care supporter, and Aaron is a nurse. She's always been a nurse, and so she totally understands how screwed up the health insurance system is in this country, and you know, she will be a really strong advocate for single-payer health care.
Okay, well, thank you for your call, Jennifer. And listeners, Brett is undecided in this governor's race.
You can convince, and I like what you just said. I was going to say the same thing because, you know, I can think of all the negative things about all three of the candidates. All three, even though I like all three, they do have some weaknesses. Mm-hmm. I know what those are already. I want to know exactly what you just said, why they would make a good governor, why I should vote for them. So that's at least my thought.
Yeah, give us a call, 952-946-6205. You got a chance to plug your favorite candidates, tell us why you're voting for them, and maybe convince Brett who to vote for in this governor's race. Now, I know
I won't commit to anyone on air, though, so there's not going to be a big reveal at the end. We don't do that here on the station.
No, but what's interesting, though, is something to take account for when you're voting for governor is we are likely going up against Tim Pawlenty.
T-Paw
is
everyone's
back.
Favorite former governor.
He thinks he's an FDR that can keep running for terms. Well, he can, but oh my God, please, we cannot have Pawlenty again. Now, Brett, you had a nice take on what Tim Pawlenty kind of stands for to the Republicans.
I've just seen this a lot in the news when people write about this Pawlenty versus Johnson race. It seems like whenever they talk to a lot of conservative voters, they say, well, I like Jeff Johnson more. He seems like the true Trump conservative, but Pawlenty's got the better chance to win. He's got more money, so I guess I'll vote for him. So just to draw some parallels, he kind of reminds me of the Minnesota Republicans version of, dare I say, Hillary Clinton.
Oh.
Ooh, kind of a shot there. But he's kind of the guy that no one on that side of the aisle's necessarily thrilled about. They don't dislike him or anything, but they're just kind of like meh on Tim Pawlenty when it comes to voting for him. So I think that could be a real liability for them coming up this fall, not because, well, he obviously has a terrible track record, as we know, from his 8 years as governor, but conservatives will vote for him, but they won't vote for him very enthusiastically, and I think that's the same kind of problem that plagued Hillary Clinton going back to 2016. Not that we want to get back into 2016 discussions, please, we don't want to go there, we've done that enough, but I just wonder if that could be something that really bites Pawlenty coming up this fall.
And you were streaming the GOP convention this summer, and you said they did not like Pawlenty at all at the convention.
Well, granted, that is a bunch of party insiders that are there. And when Pawlenty's not seeking the endorsement, that, of course, is another strike against you. But, yeah, I was just surprised at how anti-Pawlenty they were at that convention, just saying, vote for anybody but him. And when they had some other fringe candidates that were running against Jeff Johnson for the Republican endorsement, everyone was saying we need to coalesce around someone to go against Tim Pawlenty, almost kind of treating him like he was a Democrat. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens in that race because Jeff Johnson is very, very pro-Trump, and you wonder if a lot of those Trump supporters could put him over the edge. It's kind of funny watching their ads, too, where they're talking about who's the bigger Donald Trump supporter.
That's Isn't that gross? Yeah.
They had another funny social media post. One of the guys I follow put out a comparison between Pawlenty and Jeff Johnson's ads that they've been putting out, their images, and it's all darkened images of Bernie Sanders and Ocasio-Cortez and the Keith Ellison. They're picking every boogeyman they can think of saying, they're going to be in charge if you don't vote for us. So I've just found that kind of funny.
Yeah, yesterday I was making calls for the DFL to get out the vote for the primary, and I talked to this one guy, and I was like, hey, I'm volunteer with the DFL making calls to get out the vote. Are you planning on voting tomorrow? He goes, yes, I'm a Democrat. I am voting, but I am voting in the Republican primary for Jeff Johnson because I do not want Pawlenty. And I'm like, well, I don't know if that's the right move, but I love your spirit. That was funny.
Sabotaging the Republicans.
I don't blame him. I do not like Pawlenty. Pawlenty caused my family some personal harm. My mom was a Roger Moe's photographer, and in that race we had a third-party candidate that split the vote that caused Pawlenty to end up winning. But my mom would have been the photographer for the governor, but she ended up losing her job as the state Senate photographer because Pawlenty cut that when he went in.
Just imagine how different the state would have been if we didn't have Tim Pawlenty.
Oh, my God.
We wouldn't have those monster deficits. Our schools would probably be a lot better. Transportation would be great, but we unfortunately elected that guy in 2002.
Well, one thing I noticed, you brought up Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and I noticed today that she made an endorsement for a local race for Ilhan Omar in the 5th Congressional District. And I've noticed there's been a lot of national attention in Minnesota. We are the blue state. We are the most consistent blue state, and it's interesting to see the national players making endorsements in our races. I know Bernie Sanders endorsed Keith Ellison earlier and came out here and did a rally at First Avenue. Some of the other notable endorsements I've noticed are Mark Dayton endorsing Aaron Murphy. Jacob Fry has been out campaigning with Tim Walz, and recently Lori Swanson received some very notable labor endorsements from the Teamsters and other labor organizations. So, but I really like the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez giving focus to Minnesota and also what she's doing going around the country for different progressive candidates and holding rallies and propping them up. She is a true young rising star that I am very excited about. And I know this doesn't matter here, but I used to live in Brooklyn, New York, and her good friend Julia Salazar is running for state Senate there. And she's phenomenal, young, and progressive as well. So there's a lot to be excited about. And we have a lot of very young progressive candidates here. I mean, Matt Pelican is, what, 35 years old? Ilhan Omar about the same age, and Hunter Cantrell is 22 years old running for state rep in Savage and Burnsville.
I was going to say, too, I didn't know this in the northern Minnesota race in CD8, but the two kind of front runners up there, Joe Renivinich and Metza, I can't think of Metza's first name, but those guys are actually both in their 30s. In fact, I think Radinovich is only 32 years old, which is kind of scary to think someone running for Congress is younger than me, only 33. That just makes me feel old.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she's only 28. She's younger than both of us.
Oh, man. That's nuts.
But that is phenomenal to see. Let's see. We got Debbie in Eden Prairie trying to sway Brett on the governor's race.
All right, Debbie, lay it on me. Who should I vote for tonight?
Okay, I just want to say that I did vote for Aaron Murphy. Actually, my husband and I both voted for her. One of the big reasons is because she's had a lot of legislative experience. She's been in the state legislature since 2006. I don't know if you're aware that she was also the majority leader for a couple of those years, 2013 to 2014. And during that time, the legislature paid back the money that Tim Pawlenty borrowed from our schools. They passed marriage equality, and they raised the minimum wage. And also, Representative Murphy's been a champion for reproductive freedom. She's advocated for earned sick time and paid family leave and was instrumental in the passage of the Women's Economic Security Act. And I also want you to know that I know there's a big thing about Tim Walz being more electable because of the outstate. You know, he's from the Rochester area. Well, you know, Erin's been traveling all over Minnesota, speaking to everybody, and she's been doing that for several months. And I know that she's connecting with lots of people across the state. So just wanted to let you know that.
Yeah, thank you, Debbie, and thank you for telling us why you support Erin Murphy, giving us why you back this candidate, why you're excited about her. I appreciate that a lot. And one thing that you and Matt were talking about, and Matt didn't believe those polling results for this governor's race, and I think I know why. The reason is there's a lot more enthusiasm with people who have never voted before, so they're not getting polled in these because they're not likely voters. But I know for me personally, I've got about 5-10 people who have never voted in any election that showed up to the primary today. And I know all of you know people who have never voted in any election who are engaged this year. So that is going to skew poll results. And as we've seen that lately, polls have been very unreliable. I mean, the 2016 race, we had the New York Times had, 98% likely chance that Hillary Clinton would win, and then that just dropped as the results started coming in. When it got below 50, it never came back up, and we have President Trump. But I know that for these primary seats and the election in November, that they are not accounting for young voters because they've never voted before. We have Harv in Minneapolis. He wants to talk about the CD5 race. Harv?
Hi. By the way, are you the hunter who used to call in?
I am not that hunter. No.
When Ian was on?
A quick story about that. When Hunter actually interviewed at the station, I actually asked Hunter that very same question, if he was our sarcastic hunter that called the station. But no, it is not Hunter from Bloomington.
I know.
Oh, okay. Well, I'd like to endorse Patricia Torres Ray because I go to Drinking Liberally all the time. I've seen her in action. One day we had a education day there, and there were a lot of hostile people in the audience, and she handled herself so beautifully. She seemingly brought the crowd over to her side in a very professional political way, and I would think she would do in the Congress, I would think she would be just a really powerfully behind-the-scenes player who could get things done, kind of like a young Nancy Pelosi. So,
all right. Thanks for the call, Harv. All right. We are going to take a break, but give us a call. Plug your favorite candidates. Convince Brett who to vote for. Our number is 952-946-6205. This is Hunter Hawes and Brett Johnson for Local Minnesota Radio Hour on AM 950.
The only thing more truly Minnesotan than our weather is our state fair. So Standard Heating and Air Conditioning decided to make the most of them both with our state fair sale. Install a high-efficiency furnace by September 3rd, and you can also get a new air conditioner starting at just $2,500. That's a whole lot of comfort and peace of mind for not a lot of money. Discover how you can take advantage of Standard State Fair Sale at standardheatingdeals.com. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Comfort you deserve.
Minnesota is home to the only major institution in North America devoted to Russian art, history, and culture. The Museum of Russian Art, located off 35W on Diamond Lake Road in South Minneapolis, can be your personal connection to extraordinary artists, stories, and context. We offer more exhibitions and events than ever before, from concerts and lectures to vodka tastings and more. Open daily, free parking, and a great Groupon deal. Find out more at tmora.org.
This is Chad, owner of AM950, here to tell you about Snap Construction. They're experts in roofing, siding, window, and insurance restoration. They have energy efficient products available for both residential and commercial properties. This spring, when we needed a company to take a look at a problem with our roof, I called the company I knew I could trust, Snap Construction. I've known Ryan, the owner at Snap Construction, for years, so I knew I could trust him. Don't just take my word for it. Check out their reviews online. They are arguably the most well-reviewed exterior contractor online in the metro area. Over the years, Ryan has always said the same thing to me about his work. If we build it, shouldn't we be held accountable for the work indefinitely? He backed that statement up years ago when Snap Construction was a pioneer in offering a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee on all their work. For a free estimate or general questions, call the locally owned company AM950 Trusts, Snap Construction, at 612-333-SNAP. That's 612-333-SNAP, or find them online at snapconstruction.com. They have financing options available.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, Hunter Hawes and Brett Johnson filling in for Doug Pageant on primary day, August 14th. And we want to hear from you, 952-946-6205. Tell us about your primary experiences.
Hey, quick correction for you, Hunter. One of the viewing parties, I forgot which one. We had a couple callers on this. I think you said North St. Paul for Sweeney's. Actually, it's in St. Paul, that is.
Okay, thank you for that. Yeah, and if you know any other viewing parties, give us a call quick and plug it. I will be going to one, and Brett will be going to vote when we're done with the show in a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this year for progressives, the litmus test was kind of single-payer health care on whether you could support the candidate or not. For 2020, what I would like to see is the litmus test move to a federal or state jobs and housing guarantee. I mean, we've been moving left in this direction, and that is where I would like to see our focus go. We've been overcoming barriers for a long time. I mean, when I was young and got into this, I never thought gay marriage would be legal. And for sure, it is federally now. And there's things like legalization of marijuana. I never thought that would occur. And now there's states that have it. And it's continuing to move in the right direction. But I would like to see candidates talk about a state and federal job and housing guarantee. Because there's more houses vacant than there are homeless people in this country. That's such an easy thing to fix. And even if there wasn't, if that wasn't the case, it's still the moral thing to do. We can create houses for the homeless. But when they're vacant like they are now, why aren't we filling those with people? And we can do it. And I want to see candidates talking about this next time around in 2020. Well, we are just wrapping up here. So if you haven't voted, go to your polling place. You can find it at the Secretary of State website and get out there and vote. We got a lot of polling parties that I plugged earlier. I will be going to one after this, and Brett is going out to vote. Brett, have any of the callers swayed you a little?
There's not going to be a big reveal on the station.
No, but
I'm still leaning in one direction that I'm probably going to go with on someone. I won't say who.
But it was
keep it professional.
Yeah, well, of course.
We're not endorsing anyone.
All right. Well, it was a pleasure. If you haven't voted, go vote. I am Hunter Hawes with Brett Johnson. We filled in for local Minnesota Radio Hour as Doug is busy. He's a busy guy, that Doug Pageant. But it was a pleasure. Get out there. Vote. Later, y'all.